According to reports Sunday evening, there were 903 reported cases of COVID-19 in Missouri, 449 in Arkansas. Locally, it's been reported that we have two confirmed cases in Carter County, two in Ripley County, one in Texas, and three in Wright counties. In Arkansas, there are now two in Independence County, one each in Baxter, Lawrence, Randolph, and Stone counties. The National Weather Service is reporting that an EF3 tornado touched down in Jonesboro Saturday. The Weather Service says the storm had winds of up to 140 miles per hour. Six people were taken to the hospital with minor injuries, but as many as 22 people were injured. Most were treated at the scene. The tornado destroyed the mall at Turtle Creek and several other businesses. Governor Asa Hutchinson says he is seeking a federal declaration of disaster. He says the businesses that were damaged are also eligible for COVID-19 unemployment. Today is National Doctors' Day, but there's little time to celebrate for doctors on the front lines of the global pandemic. There are more than 16,000 active physicians in Missouri, including MU Healthcare Emergency Doctor Christopher Sampson. He says the greatest challenge for medical providers in the coronavirus response is the anticipation of the unknown.
In central Missouri, we have still not seen the spike in patients that they're seeing in New York and New Orleans and Detroit. So we're waiting for that to come to us.
Doctors and nurses from around the world are posting pictures on social media of themselves holding a sign that reads, "We stay at work for you, you stay at home for us." And Sampson agrees that social distancing is the best way to protect medical providers and the community at large. Three people were injured in a car versus cow accident Sunday night in Douglas County. The Highway Patrol reports that 55-year-old Mary Davis of Kabul suffered moderate injuries. 55-year-old Delbert Davis and a 12-year-old boy, both from Kabul, both suffered minor injuries. The three were injured when their vehicle hit a cow on the roadway. Mary Davis was flown to Cox South in Springfield. The accident happened on Missouri 101 about 2 miles north of Twin Bridges. It was a bad weekend for country music this past weekend, losing two of the country greats, including West Plains native singer-songwriter Jan Howard passed away. She was 91 years old. Also, country singer Joe Diffie, who had a string of hits in the 90s, including Pickup Man and Home. Diffie on Friday announced that he had contracted the coronavirus, becoming the first country star to go public with such a diagnosis. Diffie's publicist, Scott Atkins, said the singer died Sunday due to complications from the virus. The coronavirus may have shut down schools in Missouri, but it's not stopping efforts to ensure that kids have access to nutritious foods during the day. According to Missouri Kids Count data, roughly 17% of Missouri's children are food insecure, meaning that they are unsure where their next meal will come from. Federally funded programs help to meet the need by providing free or reduced price meals during the school day. With classes canceled, it's a full court press for agencies and organizations that help connect children in need of anti-hunger programs. Jeremy Malarski with No Kids Hungry Missouri, a program of family and community trust, explains.
The work is extremely critical now in a way that it hasn't been before because there's a lot of confusion and anxiety. And the biggest cause of anxiety is not knowing what's happening.
Missouri was approved for USDA waivers that allow school meals to be served in non-group settings and off campus. In January, the National Lunch Program provided more than 8 million meals to kids in Missouri. Many districts have established pickup locations for meals or are using school buses to distribute meals to drop-off sites. Mallory McGowan with the Missouri Department of Elementary and Secondary Education says they're committed to providing districts the flexibility they need to ensure the health and safety of their students.
During these really unprecedented and uncertain times, our school children don't have to worry about breakfast and lunch because so many people are coming together to figure out a way to make that happen for them. It's been really heartwarming to see.
Malarski notes there's a lot of information available about feeding programs through online social networks, but recommends also checking with local resources. Ozarks Medical Center is launching a telephone hotline for people to call when they have questions regarding COVID-19 screenings. The number is 417-505-7120. It's open 24 hours a day beginning today. When calling the hotline, a nurse will assess your symptoms and make a recommendation on your next step in care. In screening, the COVID-19 patients must answer yes to the following questions to qualify for testing for COVID-19. Have you had contact with anyone who was lab-confirmed COVID-19? Have you had a fever, which is a temperature of 100.4 or above? And have you had a cough or shortness of breath? If you answer yes to those questions, the nurse will discuss options with you about where to go to be treated.